Welcome to Minutes of Truth radio program brought to you by the Ellettsville Church of Christ. We invite you to open your Bible and follow along as Paul Adams leads us in a study of God's Word.
Thanks for joining us today on this Minutes of Truth radio program. We're studying Galatians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16, where we've seen a contrast so far of the law of Moses with the gospel of Christ. We're going to see another contrast in the way in which we live as we begin in that passage in Galatians 5, verse 16. We invite you to open your Bible and to study along with us. We welcome again Mark Schatz as he's part of this study and look forward to our time spent together today in God's Word. Mark, would you like to go ahead and read Galatians 5, 16 through 18?
The Apostle Paul writes there, "I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law."
What we find in this passage is something very important, that we must be instructed by God to know how to live. We don't just naturally know those things. It's not just our human desires that lead us in that way. In fact, many times they lead us away from God. Do you see that contrast there, Mark?
I see the contrast there, yeah. God's Spirit guides us and through His Word as to how we should live. And that's not always the way we would just naturally think if we were going by our emotions or if we were going by our physical desires or our physical impulses. God's Word and His Spirit calls us to live in a higher way than our flesh would.
A couple of things we might think about is that when Jesus left, He told the apostles that they needed to be taught some other things and that the Spirit would guide them into all truth. We know that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God in 2 Timothy chapter 3. And so we understand that this Spirit that it speaks of there is the revelation that God has given to us through His Word. And we need to walk according to those things. Walk according to what God's Spirit wants us to do, that which is revealed in Scripture. And we see that so clearly laid out here that we are to walk in the Spirit and not according to the lust of the flesh. To walk according to the commands of God and not just according to our own impulses and desires. And so as we look there, we understand that we have to see that contrast in our lives. And Paul makes it very clear, and we can look at verses 19 through 21 in looking at that and see, first of all, some of those things that are part of those works of the flesh that he describes. Mark, you want to read those?
Beginning in verse 19, he says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God."
As we look at these, there seem to be some categories that are kind of broken down for us, and we'd like to look at these things. These are things that are not to be present in our lives if we're walking according to the Spirit, things that we're to eliminate and to be on guard against. These are things that there's a danger that we will want to follow those, but the Spirit of God does not lead us in that direction. Do you see any connection there between the first few, Mark?
The first few are talking about sexual sins, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness. Those type of things are things that if we just listen to the lust of our flesh and give an opportunity that we would fully engage in, but the Spirit calls us to do something different.
There are many ways in which in our society we're pulled in the direction of these things, of following the lust that this world brings forth. And so we have to be very careful that we're not pulled in that direction. Maybe as we see on television or in the movies, we see things that we shouldn't put before our eyes because they represent that and they stir up those feelings in us. Maybe sometimes we're in compromising situations and we have to be careful that we're not involved in those. You see some of those, Mark?
I see that as we go through here. A lot of times people are say they're married and they're happy with their spouse until they find another person that they could have lust for and have an opportunity to satisfy that lust. Then the adultery would appear, and that would be a work of the flesh. And that's totally against what God's law and His Spirit, being led by the Spirit, indicates.
We see as well that pornography is a huge problem in our society, both on the computer and on the television. And so we have to be on guard against that. We're not led away, and our eyes are not enticed to think, to feel, to follow after things which the Spirit of God would tell us not to. Now next we see a couple of things, idolatry and sorcery. And as we think about those, these were religious perversions, following false gods or following those things which are related to witchcraft or mediums, and that those things are not to be part of the life of a Christian. We also read about idolatry in other passages. Well, we don't have a lot of that today, although there are religions that worship idols. We do know that there is idolatry that we have to be on guard against.
If you look in Colossians 3 and verse 5, Paul there is talking about a similar category of things that we should put off or put to death or not be led by. And one of those that he mentions in Colossians 3, 5 is he says that we're to put to death or put off covetousness, which is idolatry. The idea of the things can be an idol to us. The material things that we have, or even the material things that we don't have, but that we want in our desire and worship of that thing, we can be led by the flesh and not led by the Spirit.
As we look on down through this list, maybe another category that we could look at is he talks about hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders. As you look at these things, they seem to be things that have to do with the temper of a man, of getting stirred up and sometimes losing control of those things. Do you see any words there that stand out to you, Mark?
Some of the words, you mentioned the wrath and the dissensions and just the anger that's there and the jealousies. One thing that jumps out at me, though, is in verse 20, he talks about selfish ambitions. Really, when I think back to the times that I've gotten angry or I've gotten jealous, it's because I was focused on myself, what had been done to me or what I wanted or some perceived slight that I had. So those things are driven by that idea of the selfishness, the selfish ambitions, the jealousy, the anger, and all of those things.
Very good. I appreciate those remarks. Those help to warn us against these things that the Spirit of God warns us against as well. He talks about drunkenness and revelries there, and these things seem to have to do with liquor. You know, we're told how dangerous and how deceptive strong drink is. Back in the Proverbs, it tells us not even to look at it, not to look at the wine when it sparkles in the cup. And so we certainly don't need to be drinking that, and it is deceptive that we can be led astray by it and not be wise. And so, once again, this is something that is warned against by the Spirit of God that's considered a work of the flesh. Isn't it interesting, Mark, that then he uses a phrase after all these terrible things that he talks about that we need to be guarding against in our life that he says there, and the like.
Yeah, it's not just he's given a list of just these things, but it's things that are like these, where our fleshly impulse drive us to do something like this, rather than being led by the Spirit, which instructs us to a higher plane, living like God wants us to live.
What we need to be on guard against is that the strongest warning is given that if we practice these things and the things like these things, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. We cannot be pleasing to God if these things are present in our life, and so we have to eliminate them. Next time, we look forward to talking about the fruit of the Spirit, those things which we can have in our life that are pleasing to God, and that God's Spirit teaches us that we ought to be involved in. As we consider the truth of God's Word and we look at these amazing things from God's Word, we always realize that truth has to come from what the Spirit of God reveals to us, and we hope that you'll come back next time as we study together some more from the Word of God. Thanks for joining us today for these Minutes of Truth. And have a very good week.
Minutes of Truth is presented by the Ellettsville Church of Christ, meeting at 303 West Temperance Street in Ellettsville, Indiana. We invite you to our worship services on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Bible study times are 9:45 a.m. on Sunday and 7 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you will join us again next week at the same time for a few more minutes of truth.